Cohen at the Pleasant Street Tea Company. I'm Rick Moore, along with Alyssa Cohen, who has a what I think is a very interesting story. And Alyssa, let's start with raw. I'm going to start with raw, and you fill in the blanks. So raw.
Raw food.
Raw food. Okay. until I met you, I had never heard of raw food except in the context of raw meat. So explain.
Okay, well, some people do eat raw meat, but I do a raw vegan diet, so it's fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and sprouted grains. Mm-hmm. But people think that means carrot sticks and apple slices. But I have two books, and my first book has 300 recipes, and my second book has 300 recipes, and I've owned restaurants, really upscale gourmet restaurants in Boston and Newburyport. And so the food that I make, most people don't even know it's raw. Mm-hmm. I mean, I make pizza and enchiladas and calzones and ice cream and like a Borzan style cheese with macadamia nuts. So it's, you wouldn't even know that it's raw food.
All right, we're going to get back to that. let's back up a little bit. Tell me a little bit about your maybe a professional and personal life, in other words, education, and how you got into this to begin with.
Sure. When I was really young, when I was 16, I went vegetarian. It was really just, I really loved animals, and it was kind of like a moral type of thing. But I was also really into health. I started bodybuilding when I was really young. So that's how I really started doing all this. And I was eating vegetarian and then vegan, and I started working with other people, and I started seeing changes in them and myself within, I always say it doesn't take years or months, but within weeks or days with raw food, I felt like I'd found the fountain of youth. And people were losing weight, and they were healing themselves of all kinds of, whether it was diabetes or, you know, skin ailments or whatever it was. And I really thought, okay, I have to share this with the world. And the more I started doing it and working with people and going to people's homes and making food with them, I just saw miraculous results. And at one point, I was like living in California. I was in my, I think I was like 20, 21, something like that. And a woman called me from Palm Springs and wanted me to come and stay with her for a week. So I went down there, and it was like 180 degrees every day. It was so hot. So we just sat at her pool, and we made food, and I became best friends with her. And she said, okay, I've lost 5 pounds, and I've eaten the most delicious food. I've never been this full while trying to diet and heal myself, and I feel incredible. You have to write a book about what you did with me. So that's why I ended up writing the book. I just really wanted to get the message out.
Okay. Is this self-taught, or do you learn as you go along? How did you get educated about all this?
Yeah, it is self-taught. I mean, I had a health food store when I was 22. I opened a health food store in Beverly Farms. And I studied with different people. I mean, I learned a lot about nutrition and supplements and, you know, how the body works. But there was really no information at that time about raw food. I mean, nobody was doing it. Now it's a whole movement in the last, like, 5, 6, 7 years. But 30 years ago, nobody knew what I was talking about, especially around here. So there was the Ann Wigmore Institute in the 60s and 70s where she would heal people with wheatgrass and raw food, but it was, nobody really ever heard of this, so which I loved, because I felt like I was unique and turning people on to something different. But yeah, I just, it was really self-taught.
This has to be in conjunction with a whole body episode, in other words, physical exercise and good sleep and stuff like that.
Right. And I, exactly. I mean, I was really kind of a workout fanatic, and I really preached taking care of yourself in other ways. And my background, when I was about 19, I went to school for polarity therapy, and then I did cranial sacral therapy, and I started really getting into energy healing. And that is actually my background, and it's still what I do today. I just got really well known for the raw food. But it's funny, because I'm kind of coming back to the spiritual stuff, and I have a 4-day training, which I do twice a year. I rent a house in Gloucester, and people come from all over the world to train with me with raw food. but I really teach them how to connect to the essence of who they are, and I help them figure out what they want to do with their life and what their true calling is. But I kind of do it under the guise of raw food. So it's funny because on Monday people are crying all weekend and they're processing and they say to me, "What was this? I thought I was coming to learn raw food." But to me, it's all part of the whole, because to really be healthy, you can't just be thinking negative thoughts or be miserable mm-hmm. in the job you're in or the relationship you're in and be eating healthy. That's not going to, you know, we're not one-dimensional human beings, so we have to take care of all of the parts of ourselves.
Well, the spiritual aspect is interesting, and I'd like to ask you about that. But first, is there a story or an incident that you could relate where you really figured out that, okay, this is for me, this works, and I'm in, you know, 100%?
With the raw food or with the spiritual stuff?
Let's go with the raw food, because I think the spiritual stuff, it seems to me you probably had that all along.
Right. Yeah, the raw food. I mean, when I first got into raw food, I was actually working at a health food store. I mean, when I first heard about it, when I was like, you know, 18 or 17 or 18. And I started eating more raw food. But again, there were no books. It wasn't an internet that I could look up things.
Right.
And, you know, there was really no information. It's not like it was now. So I started eating, like I would eat all dates and almonds one day and then salads the next day. I really didn't know what I was doing. I mean, there were no recipes, so I couldn't stay on it long term because it wasn't sustainable the way I was doing it. But I would do it for a few days, and it was unbelievable because I would feel, I had a really, really bad back at the time, and I would have, my back would feel better, my joints would feel better, I would feel like, I'd wake up in the morning, just mentally, I would feel so much clearer, and even after a few days, and I would think, okay, what is going on? I mean, this can't be real, you know, can food really be affecting me that much? And to this day, people will say to me, does food really affect you that much? And I always say to people, if what you put inside of your body isn't affecting you, what would? But we just take it for granted. You know, we don't think about it that way.
Well, I remember my first doctor always said, we don't want to put anything inside of you that doesn't belong there naturally. So I think that goes along with that. Well, tell me about the cookbooks then, or the recipes.
Sure. And I had healed myself of fibromyalgia and candida and a rare nerve disease. It's called RSD. And I mean, I really healed myself. And then I started working with people and, again, saw just miraculous healings and weight loss. And people were, and it's not just physical stuff, it's mentally. Mm-hmm. I mean, people were healing depression and anxiety. So, when I wrote my cookbook, I just wanted people to be able to do this. Like I always tell people, you don't have to live in an ashram to eat raw food. You know, I think my appeal is that I'm mainstream, and that's what people like about, especially my first book. It's like 600 pages, it's 5 pounds, it's a huge book, and mm-hmm. it's not only recipes, but it also takes you through, it's a whole 4-week guide, and then there's people's testimonials in there, mm-hmm. so it's really a how-to book.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you do, you mentioned one seminar, I guess, if we could call it. Do you do other teaching or informing or have sessions or classes?
I do. I actually stopped doing that for many years, and I was just doing my 2 trainings because then I had the restaurants and I got really busy. But now I'm actually doing, if you go to my website, alyssacohen.com, you can book private sessions with me over Skype or in person if you're in the area. And I do nutritional consultations, and I do intuitive healing, which can be anything from physical ailments to, you know, emotional and spiritual stuff. So.
Okay, I have to ask this question right now. Let's say I'm having trouble sleeping or something like that, but I don't want to go the whole raw food vegan route. Can I come in to you and you could give me some suggestions as to maybe how to readjust my lifestyle or something along those lines?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, first of all, there's things like herbs and homeopathy and different things like that. But I always try to get to the root of the issue. Mm-hmm. So why can't you sleep? What's going on? Is it anxiety? Is it, what's happening in your life? that's causing that. So that's what we go deeper into, and I have this kind of, it's hard to explain what I do,
right.
But it's basically, you know, we talk and I do a lot of heart-centered processing and I kind of help you connect. I don't tell people what I think is going on because you have to find that for yourself, but I also have a way to connect with your higher self and your whether it's your subconscious or higher self or God, goddess, all it is, you know, whatever you call it, I can kind of tap into that and get answers for you.
Good,
so.
Good. My subconscious drives me crazy, so that's great. How does spirituality play into this? Because I know for me, spirituality is very personal, obviously, and people I know who are very spiritual, there's a certain attraction in terms of personality, I think, that you can identify and recognize, but nevertheless, there's no crossover. We don't talk spirituality. So how does spirituality play into all of this?
Well, I mean, for me, I think it's the most important thing. So, you know, for 30 years, I've been teaching people raw food and, you know, exercise and health, and that's so important. But when you're, you know, whether it's your beliefs or you're thinking a certain way or you have, you know, built up anger. I mean, anger and rage create cancer in the body because it creates an acidic atmosphere. So even though you're eating healthy to create an alkaline state, stress and anxiety or an anger and rage or whatever it is create an acidic atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people can think like, okay, I'm eating healthy and I'm working out and I'm taking care of myself. Why did I get sick? Or why do I still feel miserable? And so that to me is really the base, because I think everything starts in whether it's your belief system or, you know, I think that's where everything starts, and then it manifests in your body as a physical illness that you do have to deal with.
So you could recommend to people, hey, you might want to start thinking about something else or this, that, or the other thing, rather than define a prognosis or give a prescription. Just say, okay, maybe you should think about this or try this, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I think for most people, though, it's hard to, you can say, well, like a lot of people are into positive affirmations now, like just think positively or the law of attraction. And I think that's great. It's really awakened people's consciousness, but that's easier said than done.
Oh, yeah.
And you can say all the positive affirmations you want. If you really have this belief system that's ingrained, like these old tapes or, you know, really what you believe, you have to break through that. And there's different ways to do that. And it's not always easy. It's, you know, sometimes it can be dealing with the inner child or your adolescent and going back and, you know, figuring out. You may not even know why you feel guilty or rageful or unhappy or sad or lonely.
But
so
I think it's very difficult to do that, because that's a lifestyle change. And what I was just thinking of Oprah, one of her popular things, and she had you mentioned the law of attraction, some video that was on, and I think some of the stuff that she did back then was dangerous because people would look at it and say, okay, instant fix, which is what she was selling it as. They were selling it as, but it's so much more than that. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it really starts with small steps, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, when you said, I think that's dangerous, I think what happens is that people get into that and it works. It works when you first do it, because it's such a different shift in your mindset and your energy. But then what happens is it stops working, and then people get depressed or people get upset and they're like, what did I do? Why can't I change this? And it's more frustrating. So that's the thing. You got to go deeper. You really have to go deep into what, but I have a way of connecting into people's center where I can kind of see what's going on and what their what their truth is. And that's what, you know, whether you do it yourself or you have somebody help you, that's what you really want to, you know, it can take a while. I mean, yeah, some of the stuff you have to work with, whether it's like the inner child who's in pain and you want to heal that, but some of it can happen instantaneously when you really, you know, I tell people, in order to change a belief, you can't, like I was saying, you can't just talk about positive affirmations and like, I want to change it. You have to give someone a different experience, because when you give them a different experience, that's what changes the belief system.
Well, I have a Y chromosome, so there's definitely an inner child with me. Alyssa, what else would you like to mention? You mentioned the recipes, and I'm guessing they're available and people can get a hold of them either through your website or some other way.
Yeah. So both of my books. The second book is more advanced recipes. Those are the recipes from my two restaurants. So I would say start off with my first book. I also have a DVD that's 3 hours long. It's like a class. It's like you're sitting there with me. There's two other women on the other side of the counter. Mm-hmm. So it's really fun. You get to see how I make 20 of the recipes. So that you can all get on my website. And then I have my April training coming up, which is a four-day training. It's amazing. It's really incredible. People from all over the world. I have a woman from South Korea coming and Australia. Wonderful. And then, yeah, and then I'm doing a class in May 13th in Boston. It's just a one-day, and it's more on the spiritual stuff and how to tap into what you want and what you want to create. So.
All right, and the website again?
AlyssaCohen.com.
Okay, let's do this again?
Yep.
All right. That is Alyssa Cohen with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.